working?
Okay, you recording?
Looks like it is.
Okay, I was about to ask you about cotton. Do you know...
I never was raised on a farm, but I visited there every summer up at McDonough where my mother came from.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I've been on farms, but I never planted any cotton. I picked cotton to see what it was like. It's a powerful, slow process.
Well, did you ever see them hoeing between the rows to get the weeds out? Do you know what they call that?
I'd call it, it's hoeing cotton.
Do you know the term chopping cotton?
Yeah, same thing. Hoeing and chopping, same thing.
Okay.
Chopping cotton is to keep the weeds from getting all the nourishment from the plants.
Mm-hmm. Do you have names for any of the kinds of weeds or grass that would grow in the cotton field?
I don't know what would grow in the cotton field. No, I don't know the name of many weeds.
Okay. And then you would say cotton and corn grow in a...
field.
Okay, how about a smaller area where you might just have watermelons or strawberries or something?
Patch.
Okay. And then how about types of fences?
Well, you've got some zigzag fences, you've got some Kentucky fences, and
what's a Kentucky fence?
Well, they're long slats and straight, and they're painted white generally.
They're wooden?
Yeah.
What would you call that kind of fence that they used to have around, or some, I guess, still do, around gardens, perhaps, that would be just little white things up and down?
Picket.
Okay, how about a kind, well,
after they stopped using the zigzag things, is there another name for that?
There's another name. I can't think of it. It's a...
It's mostly for they won't have to nail them.
Mm-hmm.
They just like this at an angle so they'll stand up. You got had plenty of land. I just call them zigzag, but there's another name for them, I'm sure.
Do they call them rail fences here?
Yeah, rail fences. Why,
put a post
about every 10 feet and you got a hole cut in it and stick these things in. My son's got them around his house.
Well, after, I think they used rail fences longer ago, and then later on, what was the stuff that they...
Hog wire? Oh.
Okay.
They still use these rail fences. Around horse farms and everywhere else. They have these uprights, and they cut holes in them, and they stick these, sharp the ends of them, and stick them in there.
What is the kind of wire that has the little sharp things on it?
Barbed wire.
Okay. I guess that about fixes the fences. You mentioned putting a post down. If you had more than one post, you would say, I have two?
More than one post? I have two posts.
Okay, good. and then what would you call a fence or a wall that was made out of loose stone or rock?
I know what you're talking about, because they get those stones to get rid of them, to get them out of the field, and they have to use them somewhere. I just call them... rock walls.
All right. Do they have those here?
This is not much of a rocky country, but I have seen them moved over the side. You can't plow with rocks out there very well, so they move those things up and make a little terrace out of them, or a fence.
All right, good. Do you know what they would do if they wanted it to make a hen start laying, what they would put in the nest to fool the hen?
Yeah. That's a little old nest egg.
Okay. Your best dishes are made out of what?
China.
If you saw an egg made out of that, you would call it what?
Call it a China egg, I guess.
Okay. Would the nest egg be made out of China?
Glass sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I've seen if you get a stone the right size, they can use a stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of using a white doorknob. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think chicken snakes like to swallow those.
I have seen it tried. And to catch snakes.
Oh.
And catch,